ויירנדף אחד הכרס עומד א' Let us just quickly go over the Gemara and then to learn the bottom Tosfos. Vama Rabbe, around 10 lines from the bottom, Vama Rabbe had Tzeirem Oizen Parosi Shachavere Potter. A person made a mum, a niche in the Oizen of a Poro, Parosi Shachavere Potter. Even though this is a mum, My time pora kedekaime kaime. The pora still functions the way it functioned till now. Lo ovid v'lo midi, so he didn't at all affect the kaiches of the pora, the shimushim of the pora. One thing he did affect that it cannot be used anymore as a kolb. The kulu shvorim lav legabi mizbeach kaimi. Some of most shvorim are not oimed to become korbonis. So even though this was mafsid, a shimush that this pore potentially had, but since it's not oimed for the shimush, there's no tashlume in the zokin for this, even though the maise did lose a shimush. This is the Chiddush of Rabbe. Mosev Rove, so Rove es takashe. We learned, Ha'ise meloche b'mei chatos v'poras chatos poto midine odom v'chayiv midine shemayim. We learned a person did meloche b'mei chatos, and as we'll see in Tosfos, a chatos was speaking about water, before it was Niskadish Ba'ifa. This water has many shimushim. And after the maloche that was done with it, it's still roi for many shimushim. It's not roi anymore to use it for mechatos. So oise maloche b'mechatos u'beporas chatos potor midine odom v'chayev bedine shemayim. So let us concentrate on mechatos. Let us concentrate on Mechatos, that the Mechatos is similar to Tzeirem Oizen Poro. He, by doing Meloche with this water, it is not any more suitable or usable for Mechatos. But it has a multitude of other Shimushim. And here it says, it's Potah B'dini Yodim V'chai B'dini Shemayim, Melocha hu delay minke rezeke, but it spoke at a case that your potter, he spoke about a unique type of a hezek, loy minke rezeke, that it's a hezek shayne nike. In such a case, he said that your potter, so it would seem avol tzoyrem de minke rezeke, but if you would have had a hezek niker, it would seem ochi nami de mechayiv v'dine yodam. The mashmoy says this mechatos is very, very similar to oizem tzoyrem oizem peirosi shal chaveiroi. I took away a not shchiach tike shimush that it was not oimed to be used for. And Rabbi says that you're potter, period. And here it says you're potter if you made a hezek sheini nika. So it would seem avol tzoyrem deminke rezeke chanami demachayu v'dine yodo. So Zakasha and Rabbi. Omri, so Rabbi answered, who adin dafilu tzoyrem potter? Tzoyrem is also potter. Vol kamash melon, Afilu meloche deloimin kerezeke chayiv bedine shemayim. It's coming to tell us that what he chapton loimin kerezeke is not to tell us, he's telling us two alochas, potter bedine yodam, chayiv bedine shemayim. To tell me potter bedine yodam, that you don't need meloche b'meichatas, who adin tzeirem oizin pore, you'd also be potter bedine yodam. But he chapton this case of He hopped on this case of Meloche to tell me that Bedine Shemayim even though it's not oimet for this, and it's leiminke hazeike, you also chayev bedinei shemai. That was Rabbi's teretz. Now let us see the bottom taisvis. Hakamash melon bafilu meloche de leiminke hazeike. It's coming to tell us that afilu meloche de leiminke hazeike yechayev bedinei shemai. Taimet. The perek hanezikin porich mehoche leman da'omar hezek sheini niker shmei hezek. The Gemara in Gitnes Akasha Cheskia holds hezek sheini niker shmei hezek. That means even though the hezek is not visible to the naked eye, but if you're aware of what happened, you realize that the hezek occurred. So the Gemara asks, according to the Mandioma, the Hezek Sheni Niker Shmei Hezek, so the Gemara asks, it says, Do'isim Eloche B'mei Chatos B'poros Chatos Potah. So the Gemara, the Makshin in Gittner held, the only reason you are Potah, because it's a Hezek Sheni Niker, that's why you're Potah. V'yishmei Hezek Amai Potah. But if it's Shmei Hezek, that means even though a hezek that is not visible to the naked eye, but one who is aware of the hezek can realize that it's genizik, that's also called, it also is a teres hezek. So the Gemara asks, why are you potter? Why are you potter in this case? It's a hezek, you are the hezek shein nikesh may hezek. So there the Gemara asks, why you are potter? Umay koshe, what's the kashe? Ho afilo betzoirem oizen, de minke potter mishum de stam shvore lav bechel lav legabi mizbeach kaime. What's the kashe, why you potter? Takert Argi Mora said, the reason you potter according to Rabbe is because it's not oimeid le mizbeach. So Mamela here also, it is not oimed to be mechatos. So that's why you're potter. What is pshat in the Gemara's kash? Be'ein loima dahosem porich mi poras chatos. There the Gemara's kash is as poras chatos. Poras chatos, it's not shayach, the svar of Rabbe. The pora adume de domeho yekorim pshitei, the Rishash makes a grais of it, not to gabi mizbeach, a pora adume yedam hakim on the mizbeach, it's a time for a pora schatos, the lechatos kaime. So the Gemara in Gittin is asking Akasha, ha oise meloche be pora schatos. That means there was a pora adume, and a person did meloche. Now here, the Apora Dume, there's no doubt in our minds, it is 99% Oymet to be used for Apora Dume. So Memele, by doing Meloche, that Zichah called I was Mazik the Pora. That Zichah called I was Mazik the Pora. So there, the Gemara is asking Akasha, so Rabbi, there's nothing more to talk about Rabbi. Rabbi, the Rabbi's lomdis does not apply here because it's zikha kaime for a poradum. And it says you're potter. So the Gemara is asking, why are you potter if you hold hezek sheni nikesh may hezek? So the Gemara's kasha in Gittin is from poras chatos. V'hoche b'shmaiten, arsugye, Porich le Rabbe, here the Gemara is asking le Rabbe, not from Poros Chatos, there's no kasha whatsoever. The only reason you're potter is because it's like Minker Azeike, no Mimei Chatos. Our Gemara's kasha is Mimei Chatos, the Stam Mayim Lav le Mechatis Kaimi. Water is not Oimid if you take water and you'll take into consideration all the shimushim that water is oimed for. So stam water is not oimed to be mechatos. Why? The Kaidem Kiddushin Davke Posel HaMeloche, the whole psul of Meloche by water is before you Mekadosh Et Be'ifa, Kedisnan B'Mesach Espole. So water, before you put Eifa Chatos in it, this water is a multitude of usages, and it's not Oymed necessarily to be Mechatos. And we learned in the Mishnah Mesach Espole, Amayim, HaMeloche Poselim Behem, Achiyatilu Eifa Lesoicha. At first, it passes till you put Eifa. Besan Yanami Besifri, Yochel Af Mishiyakachoi Bekeli, or Be'efa would be better. The Sifri says, I would think after was Niskadish Be'efa, it also becomes Postle, Tamalem Lemay Nido, it's only Postle B'Meloche if it's Oymet Lemay Nido. But a kva hei may need it, it's not possible anymore. So Mamela, so Taisvis just had a beautiful malach to be miyashiv both sugis. The Gemara, the to miyashiv both sugis. The Gemara in Gittin is asking Akasha, if you hold Hezek Shein and Nika, Shmei Hezek, so why is Oysim Aloche Beporas Chatos? Why are you potter? Hezek shenikesh me hezek, and poros chatos zicho imed to be used for poradum. So why are you potter? That's the kasha over there. Our Gemara is asking a kasha, and Rabbi, why does it say you're potter in a case of meloche that's loiminka by me chatos, you're potter afilu the psulas minka? Just like Tzeirem Oizem Pore, your potter, even though the psul is minka, because it's not oimed to be, it's not oimed lemizbeya, so maim is not oimed to be eifachatos. So, we have a beautiful mahalach, to be miyashiv, both sugis. So Taisa says, but there's one problem, that's not the emesiteres. The alkochach begitten mimei chatos na mipore. When the Gemara asked Akasha, if you hold Hezek Sheni Nikir, Shmei Hezek, so the Gemara asks, why are you potter? The Kasha is also from Meichatos. Maybe the Shani Hosam Meichatos Sheshokol Behem Mishkoilus. The Gemara gives a teretz. Meichatos is speaking about, it's worse than the Hezek Sheni Nikir, Sheshokol Behem Mishkoilus. Fine. Hakaponim, we see from the Gemara, we see from the Gemara that the kasha was on mechatos. Why are you potter? So the Gemara should have said mechatos you potter al tzchabe, because since it's not oimid to be mechatos, there's no din tashlum in the zaken. So afilu hezek sheni nika shmei hezek, but you potter just like toirim oizem pora, which is a hezek nika you potter because it's not oimid the mizbeach. So here the maim is not oimid to be mechatos. Now, let us just skip the first teretz. Let's go to the second teretz, and then we'll come back to the first teretz. Va'oid yesh loima. The Rabbi Sovar, the Hezek, she'enei nika, loish mei hezek. Rabbi, this whole, now Tais is saying, Amir de Kolomdus. Tais is saying, what was the chiddush of Rabbi? Rabbi said, atzoirem oizen poro. So Yapata, because it's not Oymed L'Mizbeach. So before we were learning Pshat, that since it's not Oymed L'Mizbeach, even though there's a possibility that it could be used for Mizbeach, but when you dan Hilchis Nizokin, you have to only take into consideration what it's Oymed for. That's not called the Hezek, that it had a possibility to be sold for a Kolben, since it's not a Shchirtika possibility. So, till now we're learning it's Adin and Hulchas Nezokim. A potential Shimush, which is not Oymet for the Shimush, is not called, you're not called a Mazik if you took away the Shimush. That's how we learned till now. Taisus now is wants to tell us Alumnus. No. That's Sicha called a Mazik. So what is the Svar of Rabbi? The Svar of Rabbi is what it's called a Hezek She'enei Nika. That means when a person made a mum in the oizen of a pore, so
Is it Nika the Hezek? So Rabbi says it's not called Nika the Hezek because who says it would have been sold or would have been Avodah Mila Mizbeach? So the Lomdus is the Zikra Hezek. There's no shaila about it. There's a Hezek. In Hilchus Nezokin it's called a Hezek. I took away one Shimush that this Pora possessed. I took that, one of the Shimushim that this Pora possessed. But Rabbi said a Shtik Torah, but this Hezek is called Eino Niker, because looking at the Pora, you don't see really the Hezek that occurred. This Pora is Eimel Lecharish, it's Eimel for Bosa, so you see a problem in the moon. Yeah, it can be a cult, but that Hezek is called the Hezek Sheinu Niker. And Rabbi holds Hezek Sheinu Niker Loishme Hezek. That's the whole Svara of Rabbi. That's Tamazoyi, not Amazik. It's called the Hezek Sheinu Niker. Now, one second. Aval Amandu Yom Hashmei Hezek, Koshkein de Machayev Betzoyrim, de Minketveb. But if you hold Hezek Sheinu Niker Shmei Hezek, so Memele, so if you see a mum in front of you, that's Zichah called the Hezek that Yechayev. This is Zichah called the Hezek Niker. So Memela, let us just stop 1 second. So Memela, everything is for info. The Gemara in Gittin asked the Akasha, Chizkiot Hezek Sheinu Niker Shmei Hezek. So Gemara says, so Oisa Moloche B'mei Chatas, why are you potter? The whole reason you're potter, because it's called Hezek Sheinu Niker. You don't see the Shimush. The Shimush is not Niker, since there's so many other Shimushim. So you don't see the Shimush, that's why it's called the Hezek Sheinu Niker. But you, Chesky, you old Hezek Sheinu Niker, Shmei Hezek, why are you potter? So the Gemara is asking, I'm Chesky, why are you potter by Mechata? So Tosfos says, Rabbi says you're potter. Yeah, Rabbi, because Rabbi holds Hezek Sheinu Niker, Lo Shmei Hezek. The whole Rabbi is because he holds Hezek Sheinu Niker, Lo Shmei Hezek. That's the Svar of Rabbi. But Chesky holds Hezek Sheinu Niker, Shmei Hezek. So there's no reason whatsoever why he should be potter. That is the Gemara's kasha by Mechatos. Why are you potter? The only reason you can potter is al Hezek Sheinu Niker, and you hold Hezek Sheinu Niker Shmei Hezek. That's the Gemara's kasha here. In an Rabbi, the Gemara has the kasha, if you hold this is called the Hezek Sheinu Niker, because we don't see the Hezek that occurred, since there's so many other Shimushim. So why did the Tanna say, by Oysa Meloche, let him say, Philotzeiren Oysa Mpore, which there the Hezek is Nikke, but according to you, it's still called Eine Nikke, because I don't see the Hezek that occurred, because I don't see the Shimush of Kolbe. Now let's see Tosfos in a minute. Why did Shlomo the Rabbi Sova, the Hezek Sheinu Niker Lo Shmei Hezek? Aber der Mann, der Jomar, Shmei Hezek, Oshkin, der Mechai, mit Zeyrem, der Minka Tvei. So that was Pshat, the Gemara's Kashi, and Gittin on Cheske. You old Hezek, Sheini Nika, Shmei Hezek. Why are you potter, ba'oise, meloche, b'mei chatos? It's Talti L'Reyes of this. It's Oise, meloche, it's not Nika, Hezek. It's not Oime to be Mechatas, but you hold Hezek, Sheinu Niker, Shmei Hezek. So there the Gemara is the Mere Dike Kashe, and Cheskia. The Rove, the Por, Bishmaitin L'Rabbe. What is Rove's Kashe? What are you talking on Rabbe? Rabbe holds Hezek, Sheinu Niker, Shmei Hezek. What do you want from him? Rove held, Sova, Bitzoyrem, Ave, Minke, Hezeke, V'chayiv. Afilaman, Yom, Hezek, Sheinu Niker, Shmei Hezek. Kedama meloche loy minke rezeika avutzeirem de minke rezeika hochi nami de mechayim. So the Gemara Rove was chaylik an Rabbe. Rove said, I can agree with you. Hezek sheinu niker means if the maise hezek is not niker, like oisa meloche b'meichatish. You look at the water, you don't see any physical change in the water. That's called the hezek sheinu niker. But you, Rabbi, you said Tzoyrem Oizen Por is also called Hezek Sheinu Niker, even though you do see a physical change. There's a mum in the year. But you said, but since the Shimush is Einei Niker, that's also called Hezek Sheinu Niker. That was the chiddush of Rabbi, and that Rabbi said, I wish vehemently to disagree with you. That's called the hezek nikah. That means if you see the hezek, to figure out in what way it was genizik, that's called the hezek nikah. You see the mum, so you can see already that it lost its avsharis to become a cult. That is called the hezek nikah. So Rabbi asked Akashe, Rabbi asked Akasha and Rabbi, but I wish to disagree with you. I hold this is called the Hezek Nikah. But according to you that it's called the Hezek Sheinah Nikah, so the Tanna should have said a bigger Chiddush. Why did he say, Oysa Meloche, Be'etzem Maise Hezek is Sheinah Nikah? He should have said a bigger Chiddush. Soirim Oysa Pore, even though the Maise Hezek is Nikah. But since the Yisoy the Hezek is not Nika because it's not Oymed to be a Kolbim, so he should have said a bigger Chiddush. And since he didn't say this Chiddush, it's a Raya that you're wrong. That is the second Teretz of Taisvis. And it would seem from the second Teretz, the Rabbi Sovat Hezek Sheini Nika Loishmei Hezek. This is the second Teretz of Taisvis. It would seem that Taisus in the first Teretz does not hold like this. Now let us see the first Teretz. V'yesh Leima, the Kivan, the Nokah. Now Taisus wants to explain what the Gemara's Kasha is in Gittin. So Taisus says, the Gemara's Kasha in Gittin on Cheskia was the Kivan, the Nokah, Melocha L'Revuse, K'dekom Ha'ochid, Afila Melocha, the whole chiddush of melacha b'meichatas is in chayiv b'dini shemayim, even though it's loyminke rezeke. In kain daik shaperos and dezek sheni nika loy shmei hezek. So mamela di shmei hezek ein kan shum revuse b'may denoket melacha kivin de b'chol mokim choshev sheni nika kenika. That means he holds, Cheskia holds, that you don't need nika leinayim. It doesn't, a hezek does not have to be visible to the naked eye. As long as one understands that it was genizik, that's also called the hezek nika. Eine nika kenika. So memele, the Gemara asked Akashe, and poto bidine yodom, fine. It's potter b'dinei yodom als rabbi. But chayiv b'dinei shemayim, it's no chiddush. Chayiv b'dinei shemayim is no chiddush by oisa meloche, because you hold ein enike kenike. Now, let us understand, so what is the kasha from our Gemara? It would seem from the first house of Taisus, the Rabbah holds Hezek Sheini Nika Shmei Hezek. That's what we're seeing, because the second Teretz holds that Hezek Sheini Nika Loi Shmei Hezek. So now, let us learn the Gemara according to Vuhusim. If Rabbah holds Hezek Sheini Nika Shmei Hezek, so let's learn the Gemara. The Gemara asked Akashe, it says, O'isa Meloche B'meichatos, Ispoto Medine Oto. Davke meloche de loy minke rezeike. Aber zeirem de minke rezeike och anami de mechayev bedine yodo. So, what is the difference between if you hold hezek sheini nika shmei hezek, what is the difference between well, it says davke meloche and the natzoirem, so you see you're wrong. It would seem Rabbos Hezek Sheini Nika Shmei Hezek according to the first Teretz of Taisvis. It could be that the Gemara understood, according to Rabbi Svorim, that something that it is not a shimush, that is not oime to occur, so we don't reckon with the shimush, that was the chiddush of Rabbi. And this Baraisa would seem this is only a svar and a hezek sheini nika. That means as follows. The man yomo that holds hezek sheini nika
Shmei Hezek holds that the understanding that it was genizik gives it a din of a hezek nika. The understanding was genizik gives it a din of a hezek nika. But over here, we don't have this understanding because who says it was genizik? It could be it was noimet bachlau for meichatos. So the Gemara is kasha and rabbi, the Gemara asked, your svara is only applicable by a hezek she'ene nika. A hezek she'ene nika is a teiras hezek, because I understand that it was genizik. Here there's no understanding it was genizik, because who says it's oimet for mechatas? But it would seem by teiran oizen porem, that there, it's, I don't need the understanding to make it for a hezek. So then you'd be chayiv, even though it's not oimet for that shimush. It would seem that's the pshat in the first mahalach of Taisvis. Now let's go to the end of Taisvis. It says, he made a malacha b'poros chatas, which it was someone else's poros. So how could he pass yenim's poros? You need nechuse. For being in uba adum yedaov adenechle, you need the nechusa of the bailam. And here there was no nechusa of the bailam. The bailam azichen not happy that he passed the mechato. So without nechusa, it won't become possible. V'yeshloima. So Taisa says the din of nechusa is hanimili benasas hamalochem emela. That means if a malacha was done by itself, not through a asiyah sa'odom, so he says it in uba dumye da'ovad, ma'ova d'neichalai, af uba d'neichalai. You need a nichus of the bailam. Avol ba'oise ha'meloche b'yodayim. If a person does a meloche b'yodayim, then lo'i boi elashay nichalai la'oise, then you don't need the nichusa of the bailam. If there was no oise, was done memeilem, then the only way it'll be possible if it's ubadum yidovad. Ma'ovad denechalei lebailem, ha'ubad denechalei lebailem. But if there was an oise, a third party who did the malacha, and he wants to do the malacha, v'chein v'hechshe, the bin in yutan, dum yidechiyitain, that is dafke, if water fell by itself. But if someone be yidayim puts on water, so memeila, the nichusa of the oisa is sufficient. That's shitas hatoisas. Now let's start the next sugya. Ba'omar rabbi, hasayref shtaroisav shel chaveiroi. Potter. Now let us understand what happened over here. Reuven had a shtar choiv on Shimon. In the shtar choiv it said that Shimon borrowed $1,000 from him. Kolzman, Reuven has the shtar, he has proof that he lent him $1,000. He has a proof that it never was paid up. Shtolche biyode, my boy. The shtar is a powerful tool for the malach. The minute, now Levi goes and burns the shtar. Levi goes and burns the shtar. So now, the Shimon has no proof that he ever borrowed money, no proof that he ever paid up money, didn't pay up the money. So by Levi burning this shtar, so Reuven is not capable of being David the Chayv. So he indirectly caused a hefsid to Reuven. I mean, he just burnt a piece of paper. I mean, that's between the but. Since this was a valuable piece of paper, through this piece of paper, he could have been doiva from Shimon. Now, he is dependent on the honesty of Shimon, which is not so poshut. So, Mamela, so Levi, by burning the shtar that Reuven had, he was geirim in Mahefsin. Let us call it, it's a direct gom, it's called gami. So now, we'll go into the sugya. Vama Rabbe. He's Potter B'dinei Yodom. B'dinei Shemayim we're not speaking about over here, but B'dinei Yodom is Potter. I just burnt a piece of paper. That means, yeah, with this piece of paper, it could have been Geiva from Shimon. But
that's only a grame that was nigram through the, but I wasn't mazik you. Maskif lo Rami Bachom. Now Rami Bachom first wanted to ask a technical shaila over here. That means Rabba understood there'd be a svarat to say that Levi should pay Reuben $1,000. Let's say the Chayv is $1,000. Now these $1,000 just slipped out of Reuben's hand. But he says he's potter because it's a grame. It's a grame. Fine. Maskiv lo Rami Bachom Echidoni. Now, this, if you're talking about it in Torah, it's chayv to pay $1,000, not chayv to pay $1,000. How's it speaking about? If there are two Edom that know what it said in the Shtar, they know that Reuben had the Shtar, that the Shtar was hanging on the wall, that this was, Nevi saw the Shtar, he gave him a chizik, that no, he's going to get the $1,000 from Shimon. Is little, so what's the problem? The shtar got burnt. You have two Edom that know that Reuben possessed a shtar that is saying that Shimon owes him $1,000. Little belay shtar emalia. Let them write another shtar. Two Edom know, they know all about this. So this shtar got burnt. So let's write another shtar. The Eda Lekesade, if it's speaking about, no one knows Bachal what it said in the shtar. So Rabbi said a shtik teire. He's potter to pay because Garmi is potter. He's potter to pay because who said there was a shtar of $1,000? Maybe it's a shtar of a penny. How do you know what the shtar said? Rabbi said a whole lumdis is potter to pay because of a lumdis of Garmi is potter. If you don't know what it says in the shtar, you can't want a penny from Levi. Even Garmi is chayim. Who knows what it says in the shtar? No. So Rove said, no, that kasha is not fair. It's Taka speaking about that no, and there aren't Edom who know what it says in the shtar. But this Levi who burnt the shtar, he was schlepped to Beis Din. So Reuben says, you burnt my shtar that it says, my shtar of $1,000. Levi said, whatever you say, I believe. It was $1,000. I believe you. I burnt the shtar of $1,000. But then he went over to Rabbi. But am I chayv to pay him the $1,000? Rabbi said no. Fine. But it's speaking about that the mazik believed the nizik, so you can't there. So he's whatever you say, I'm mamming you. So that's why we need the chiddush of Rabbi. So take he's mamming Reuven. Aval pikin is potter to pay because Gami is potter. Let us see. Rashi and Tosfos. No yadina may have a kosabay. How do we know whatever it said in the shtar? Or my boy lemeisve, what he would have to pay him. Leitzach lelemeim the potter. A rabbi doesn't say shtik teiris potter. If you don't know what it said in the shtar, there's no mokim bechlal to be mechayiv the seire. Bemaminoi. So there's a very understandable gilsa from the marshal. The seiref believes the balashtar. But whatever you say was $1,000, I believe you. There's no suffix in my mind. Als Rabbi, because Rabbi said that Gami is pot. Let us see Taisvis. Nichtav leishtore. L'shayich ochem mipiyem v'loi mipik sovo. V'loi ba'hi disnan beget poshet mishen nimchak shtar choyboi. Now let's just explain what Tosfos kasha is. We won't go into the loshen of mipik sovo, which is a loshen ha-gemore. Let's not go into that. But let's just go into one nekudah. The halacha is that an eight, in order to say Eidus, has to be an Eidriya. An Eid Yediyah. He has to know, he himself has to see what had happened, or know what had happened. That means, an Eidriya means, I saw Reuven borrowed $1,000 from Shimon. An Eid Yediyah is, I heard from Reuven that was Moiden in front of me, that he owes $1,000 to Shimon. So I heard a ghost about it. An Eid Yediyah, an Eidriya, that person has Namonis. That's called an Eid. What if two Edom come over two Eidim, Reuven and Shimon come over to Levi and Yehuda. They say, Levi, they tell Levi Yehuda, you know, I want to tell you something, I'm busy now, I have to go away. Let me tell you, we saw how Yisachar bought from Zvulun $1,000. I'm telling you, we saw it. We have to go away now. I'm telling you, you go to Bezin and tell this to Bezin. You tell them in our name, I'm telling you that we saw how Yisachar bought from Zvulun $1,000. They come to Bezin, they tell over Bezin this whole thing. This Eidus is worthless. This is called Eid Mipi Eid, which is worthless. Why? Do you know that Yisachar and Zvulun borrowed from Zvulun $1,000? No, I don't know. But the Reuven and Shimon said, was the Eidus of Reuven and Shimon Iskabel Bebezn? No, they just told us. So that Eidus is also worthless. You did not see the Halvo. Their Eidus was not Niskabel Bebezn, so this whole Eidus is worthless. That's the din of Eid, Mipi Eid, and this Posel. Din Imamanis, Din Nefoshes, Eid, Mipi Eid, this Posel. So Memelis, Otaisvis, is asking Akasha, but with the way we explain the Akasha, we'll understand the Tarets very well. So Otaisvis is asking Akasha, these two Eidim who saw what it said in the Shtar. They saw it said in the Shtar, there's a Shtar that says that the two Eidim achsumim, that there was alvo of $1,000. They saw this in the Shtar. Did they see the alvo? No. So Memele, how could the most Akasha, if there are Eidim who know what says in the Shtar, so what's the problem? Write a new Shtar. They can't write a new Shtar. How can they write a new Shtar? They know there was such alvo. They know from the previous Shtar. That's Eid Mipi Eid. Eid Mipi Eid is no nemonis. So what's John the Gemara's Kasha? The whole Gemara is the Kasha. If I know from Eidim, I don't understand the problem. There's a secular problem. You know from Eidim, the Shtar said he borrowed $1,000, but you can't write a new Shtar. You cannot write a new Shtar at all. Because you can't write a new Shtar because you're not an Eid Yidiyah, you're not an Eidriyah. So Mamela, but you can tell Bezin when you saw in the Shtar. So Mamela, so that's why, but you can't write a new Shtar. So Taisva says, no. The Eidim Achsumim Alashtar Nasek Mishanechra Eidusim Bebezin Avik ilo omri ani eidim reinim shenechkur eidusim bebezn perbeis de ksubis harachti. So Taisva is a beautiful teretz. Taisva says, eid mi pi eid is possible. We had mentioned before, because the second eidim cannot be eidim on the maise. There's not eidi ri and not eidi yediyah. We can't use the eidis of the first eidim, because it wasn't the skabel bebezn. But what will be the din? Let's talk about a different case, and we'll come back to Taisva's case. Two Eidim pass by Bezin, and they come to Bezin, they see that Levi and Yehuda pass by Bezin, they see Reuven and Shimon are saying Eidus and Bezin, Reuven and Shimon are saying, we saw how Yisachar borrowed from Zvulun $1,000, and that Eidus was Niskabel Bebezin. So now, Levi and Yehuda can go to a different Bezin, and tell this different Bezin, we saw Eidus Sheniskabla Eidusam Bebezin, but this is what we saw. We saw Eidus Sheniskabla Eidusam Bebezin, and the second Bezin can paskin Alpi Eidusam of the first Eidim were made in the first Bezin, because it was Eidus Shenechre Eidusam Bebezin. So I'm Soymech on the first Eidim, not on the second Eidim. The second Eidim are not Eidim Aisa, they don't know what that happened. But they're bringing over to the second Bezin what they saw occurred in the first Bezin, and they saw in the first Bezin, Eidus and Nechre Dusan Bebezin. So Mamela, they can tell this over to the second Bezin. Zok Taisvis, Ashtar, Eidem, Achsumim al Ashtar, Nasek Mishenechre Dusan Bebezin. So Mamela, Ashtar is equivalent, Kilo, the first Eidem was Nechre Dusan Bebezin. So Mela, I know there was an Eidish and Nechye Dusan Bebezin, so I can write another Shtar because I know from Eidish and Nechye Dusan Bebezin that there was such a halvo, so they can write a second Shtar and there's no chesoron of Eid Mipi Eid.
Let us go a little further. Amar Avdimi Bachanine Oderabe Machloikis Rabshimim Barabonim. So Avdimi said, this Rabbi is din, that Rabbi said that a Seiref Shtor Shal Chaveiroi is Potter because he burnt a piece of paper, that's how Rabbi put it. So Avdimi said, really, this is Tolu Machloikis Tanoi. We hear a svar of Rav Shimon by Kotche. A person said, so he's responsible to bring a korban. Now someone stole this korban, so he's chayiv to pay kefil to the owner, even though it's a korban, because this korban is called the momen of the magdish. Because if he will not bring this korban, he has to bring a second korban. So this korban is called goyrem lemomim kemomim domi. So it's considered like my momim. So Rav Shimon says the ganav has to pay kefil to the bala korban, even though it's not his momim, but it's a goyrem lemomim. So a goyrem lemomim kemomim domi. So memela ashtar is also a goyrem lemomim. The shtar, the malve, Reuven, can be goive from the loive Shimon through the shtar. Now that you burnt the shtar, he can't be goive the chay. So according to Rav Shimon, you'll be chay. Le Rabon on the Oma Adova, a goim le mom and lav ke mom and domi, loime chay. So Rav Dimi said, why did Rabbi say a blank statement? He's potter. The Yorek Eloyim Nocha burnt a piece of paper. It's not so poshut. You're right, it's a piece of paper. But it's a piece of paper which is a Goyrim Lamomim. The Torah of the Machloik is Rav Shimon and the Rabot. Maskiv lo Ravuna Bereid Rav Yeshua. Eim at the Shamet Leila Rav Shimon Dovo Goyrim Lamomim Kemomim Domim. Bedovo Sheikroi Momim. So the Gemara says, Anshuldik, you cannot compare that Machloik is to what Rabbi is speaking about. Dovor she'ikrei momen, that means, this behemoth was once the momen of the bala behemoth. Now he made it a korban, so since it's goyrem loy momen, so we consider it still is his momen. It never became ois momenai, because it was once his momen. Of something that never was momen, to give it a shame moment because it's going on a moment, there's no such thing. Now the Gemara gives a different marshal. Kidarab, Doma Rabbe, Gozal Chometz Lifnea Pesach, Ubo Acha Besolfoi Bemoi. A person stole Chometz. You have Chometz belong to Reuven, Shimon stole it. Ubo Acha Besolfoi Bemoi. Now someone went, Moyed, this man Moyed Abi, he went and burnt it. Akanoi, it's chametz, we'll see soon, pshat in this burning. He burnt the chametz. Potter. Sees potter to pay the gazon, even though by burning this chametz, he was mafsid the gazon, now the gazon have to pay for the chametz. This could say, reishalach lefanecho. So the chametz is a goyrem lamomen, but since akal mitzuvin olav levaroi, she's not considered a mazik. There's no chiv teshlumin. But what happens if he burnt the chometz after Pesach? Achloikis, Rab Shimon the Rabbon. Le Rab Shimon doma dova goyim lamomen kemomen domi chayit. According to Rab Shimon, you'll be chayit. Because this chometz is goyim lamomen to the gazlan. If this chometz would be ben, he could say reishaloch lefanachim do'tosabano. So the whole machloikis between Rav Shimon and Rabbonan is by chometz, which was once momen, and now the shaila is that is it still have a din momen, so there Rav Shimon holds it never loses the din momen because it's goyim lamomen. But a piece of paper that never had a shame momen, the dovo shein ikre momen, mi amrine. Fine. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi azay. Rab Shimon beperek merube gabi kotzim shreibach yusim. Bmoyed bezman biyuray bevov shoyis dechbosi bepsochim. Ribodik besoich hamoyed bevov shoyis zman biya yivdek lach hamoyed.
L'Rav Shimon Chayiv, Haishe Solfoy, L'Shalom L'Gazlam Domo. The Dova Agoyim L'Momino, this is Dova Agoyim L'Momino. Shim Hoya Be'en, if it would have been Ben, Oye Marziri Gazlam L'Bay L'Vapota. This Nan L'El Gozl Chometz Vavu L'Vapesach, Oye Marilei Sholoch L'Fonecha. You return Chometz, Sikisei Reish Loch L'Fonecha, it's not a Shinoi. Ba'ach Shev She'inui Ben, Yarzil Domim L'Bay L'Vapota. That it's considered the moment of the gazlan. Shum de ikrei klaimer betchilos a moment ab. It was once moment. Va'achshav afa pishen eshava leklum abagayim lamomeno. This concept that has a shame moment is if something was once moment, so it doesn't lose the shame moment if it's a still a goyim lamomen. Avol b'shitri shtores the ma'olam lehoye gufay moment. Mishametlay. Now, I'd like to mention that I saw that Vayakev brings down from the Mishnah Brura, Kovit Shiurim, this aloche, this is a very interesting aloche. That Pesach HaMoed, this Chometz Tamazoi, let's say by the Gazlan, or Hakum Matsum Lavaray, there's no Taina. The Gazlan can tell you a machzid mima. How come, what generates this chiyuv? So there are two mahalchim. There's a merdike goyim, Teres Chaim, Mr. Bull brings this down. The goyim holds that the din, like this is the din, shalcho yatavoye. Now, a person not allowed to possess his own chomet. Aval atavoye shalachayim shalgavoye. So there's a shita, you know what a chere means? A goyz. A goyz chometz lot to have in your house. But Berl should have Yankel's chometz in his house without any obligations. Berl is over by your law. It doesn't have to be your chometz. Yiddish chometz is over by your law. If it's in my house, it doesn't have to be yours. If it's in your house, you're over by your law. So on Yiddish chometz, they hold the mitzvah of Tashbisu is on Yiddish chometz. If this chometz belongs to Yid, Akol Metzumun Labare, and they say the Loshon Agamor is Meiradik Meduyik. It's my mitzvah. It's everyone's mitzvah. You see, Yiddish chometz is a mitzvah to burn it in Pesach. That's how others learn Pshat. So, and the Gazlan can come out of time. Now, listen, you're being mafsid. What do you mean? I have a mitzvah now to burn it. I'm sorry. You're going to lose money. I can't help you. Hakum Metzumun Lavari. The Magen Avraham holds there's no such thing. Hamachuyev, there's no mitzvah bechlal to be mevaya. Yenim's chometz. Your chometz is a mitzvah to be mevaya. Not Yenim's chometz. So what's pshat in this gemara? This gemara is problematic. What's the Hakum Metzumun Lavari gemara? It's a merdik aloshim. So they learn pshat midin arvis. That means there's one yid al kaponim that's over bal yero, and there's one yid that's mechuyev to be mashbesit. And he's over kaseid on tashbisu, so for din alvis, I'm bechuyev to see that his chiyev tashbisu should be in the sky. Okay. Let's go a little further. Omar ameima man de doyin dinidigami. I mean, this aloche that Rabbi said, that your potter, this is not a dova muskim. Rabbi holds gami is potter. But man de doin dini digami, a person who is doin dini digami, not be paid the meishtore ma'alye. He'll be, if you're dan dini digami, that mayor is dan dini digami, so he'll be goive from the seiref $1,000. O man de loy doin dini digami, mag be paid the may naira balma. If you're not dan dini digami, so you only have to, cannot hear pays for the paper. How much the paper's worth? Now, they have a very interesting maise, which needs explanation. Have uvde, there was once a maise, the kafye Rafram le Ravashi. Rafram forced Ravashi. Ravashi once went and burnt a shtar, or si sumsha. Ba'agvi bay kikshure le talme. And he made him pay kikshure le talme that he paid mina idias. A shalom dike payment, mina idiots. Let us just see what Rashi says. Man de doin dini de gamira meiri, lekama. Madvi blei min hasayref. Kol hashtar. Whatever the face value of the shtar is, I go my lapsit. He was going him that he should lose this amount of money. Va'achvei rafkom l'rabashi. Now this is a psalmerdik amais over here. She'sorav shtar chaveiroi biyaldusoi. When Ravashi was a youngster, he burned someone else's shtar. So we'll see, and Ravram forced Ravashi to pay, va'agve minei gavayna ma'alye kol ma shekosov b'shtar, he forced him pay whatever the amount said in the shtar, ki keshura le'talma, peroin goma min ha'idiyas, ke koyre zu anevcheres mishar koyre susakim ba'tzure u'diyuk nois. That means, like if a person wants a beam, that he can carve out tzuris on it, he wants excellent wood. So Mamele, he made him pay an excellent payment. From Idias, he paid the full amount of the shtar. Now we have here a Meir de Kamais over here, which let us just speak about for a few minutes. Rav Ashi b'yaldusoi burnt a shtar. Now b'yaldusoi does not mean when he was a teenager, I mean, Rav Ashi, we're speaking about Rav Ashi. No, b'yaldusoi, mistama means when he was cotton. Right? He was a cotton. No, a cotton is not responsible for his actions. Right? He was a cotton. So there's a mordika problem. So he's a cotton. So he's potter. Chere sheit of the cotton to giyosam ro. Heim shechav lo b'acherem k'turim. A cotton is potter. He's a cotton. He's a labadat. So what's this maisa with Rafa? What's this maisa with Rafa? So the Erzeru and Perik HaChoybo asks Akash and Rashi, but he says of Rashi, he does not tell us, but Rashi seems to hold like this. The Mishnah says like this, the Mishnah HaChoybo, Chere Sheitz V'Kotten P'kiyos and Ro, Hein Shechov Lo B'Acher and P'tur. They're Potter, Chere Sheitz V'Kotten. Then it says, Eved ve'isha pegiyosanro. Also the same thing. Anisha is mazi, and Eved is mazi, is also pegiyosanro. Why is there pegiyosanro? They don't have any money. So memela, so then it says, nisgarsha Eved, nisgarsha isha nishtacha Eved, chayv to pay. That means they're mazikin, they're bnei das, they didn't have any money. Now they get, the nishtacha, they get money, they're mechuyiv to pay. So the Erzeru is medai from this Mishnah. Why doesn't it say Nizgadol HaKotten? He's chayv to pay. I see there's a tremendous difference. HaKotten is Alaba Chiyuve. So when he was Mazik, he was Potter. Later he became a Godol. He's not responsible for the actions he did Bekatnusa. And Anisha are Pnei Das. They don't have any money. They get money. They're mechuyiv to pay. But he says that's how he would learn Shat in the Mishnah. But Rashi in the Tzadik Chesem at Beis says Nitazoi. Rashi says that he forced him to pay what he did b'katnusay. That's how there is a rule I'm shot in this Rashi. So I saw Nater Shmuel wants to say, what's the longest of Rashi? So he wants to say a very interesting mahalach. He wants to say as follows, that a maise cotton is a maise, a mazik of a cotton is mechayev. You don't need das shel gadlus lischayev behezekis. You don't have to be such a big bar das in order to be behayev behezekis. That means that's called a mazik. He's a mazik and he's responsible for the hezek. Why is a cotton potter to pay? A cotton is potter to pay because he's potter in a mitzvah. It says, makeh beima yishalmena. When it comes to yishalmena, and show the rabbi say, I'm a mazik taket, but the mitzvah of Yishalmena I'm potter to pay, because I'm potter just like I'm potter from Tulin and Krishna, I'm potter from Yishalmena. That is when he's a cotton. He grows up, we tap him on the shoulder, by the bar mitzvah, you know, besides all the mitzvahs, there's a new mitzvah, Yishalmena, that was the ma'aseh with Rafram, you have to pay that where you a mazik, bekat nusach. That's how the others want to learn according to Rashi. The Taz, in Erechayim, Simen Shinmen Gimel does not like this at all. He says, a cotton is potter. There's no shaila about it. So what's pshatman over here? So he says, but this was Lefnim Mishur HaSadin. Not everyone hears the same Shulchan Aruch. There's a Gemara in Baba Metzia that someone once hired workers, Rabbi Baba Chana Dachmi, he hired workers to transport barrels of wine. They broke the barrels, and Lamai said they paskened by him, he shouldn't mon from them any money for breaking the barrels, and he had to pay them for their services, Hashem's services. So he asked, Dina Hochi, yes, the dying. That's the din. I have to pay that. They broke my barrels. I lost, and I have to pay them for the services. So he says, yes, for you, that's the din. There's a din of Lefnim Meshuasa. You're a different Shulchan Aruch. There's a din of Lefnim Meshuasa din. Erech Tadikim Tishma. Not everyone has the same Shulchan Aruch. There's a Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and then there's a bigger one. They said, Rabbi Saul Salanta used to spread out his hands and says, I have such a big Shulchan Aruch. His Chosh Mishpat was very big. It was very inclusive. But Al Koponim, so the Taz says that this Rafram, so what said he was Koifim? So he says, Koifim Bedvor. Not he forced them to pay. He gave them a Musa Shmuz, was this is you Ravashi, you Al Skotin were Mazik, and thus, and the, he convinced them that he should pay. So that's how the Taz lunch pshat. There's no chiyuv meikar adin to pay, but al tefnim meshuras adin, it's the most proper thing to do.